Chapter 14 Podcast. The rural landscape reflects both the economic activities and the cultural attributes of the people who live in that area. Landscape features such as place names, road signs, churches, and the layout of villages often provide evidence of the origins, language, and religious beliefs of generations. Throughout European history, rural residents commonly lived in cluster settlements, which were groups of homes located near each other in a hamlet or village. In contrast to Europeans, North American farmers usually created disparate settlements, a pattern in which farmers lived in homes separate throughout the countryside. In England, fields often had irregular shapes that reflected location or physical features and traditional patterns of use. Plot boundaries were described using the meets and bounds system. The government organized land into townships, areas 6 miles long and 6 miles wide. Each square mile or section consists of 640 acres. Two groups of Christians created their own distinct patterns in order to emphasize their sense of community. Von Thumel believed that decisions regarding what to produce were based largely upon transportation costs, and that these costs were proportional to the distance of the market. In the zones closest to the market, Von Thusen suggested that horticulture, a type of agriculture that includes market gardening or farming or truck farming, and dairying would occur. The value of land was influenced by its relationship to the market. Because the land in the inner ring was closest to the market, it was more valuable. In the case of Von Thuen's model, a bird rent curve, also known as a bid price curve, can be used to indicate the starting position for each land use relative to the market, as well as where each land would use would end. Von Thuen's model has been valuable in many ways. It has had applications far beyond the topic of agriculture. I would compare this chapter to how agriculture was before and how it has advanced. If I were to create a book cover for this chapter, it would have a whole bunch of crops and like a huge farm. Farmers have shaped the landscape by cutting down trees and draining wetlands. Improvements in technology have shifted the industry towards larger enterprises and greater interdependence.